What's up, world?
Yo, dogs, it's No Filter with your boys. My name's Johnny.
My name is Bruce.
And we are the Weekend Riot. Welcome.
And this is No Filter.
His name is Bruce. And his name is Johnny. Together, they are
the Weekend Riot.
And this is No Filter.
Okay, what's Woo! Up?
We out here. Welcome. Welcome back. So this is episode 2.
This is
episode of No
two.
Filter. We have not been canceled yet, so that is good.
It could happen any point during this show.
It's true. It is subject to change, so stay tuned.
It's Thursday.
As long as you can.
It's Thursday.
It is, babe.
Babe, Thursday is my favorite day of the week.
Why is that?
Because Friday is one day closer to Saturday. Saturday's too close to Sunday. Sunday, the weekend's over.
What is it? Saturday comes afterwards. Thursday, Friday. It was supposed
Rebecca
to be
Black.
Rebecca Black, but I butchered it.
Can we just real quick talk about Rebecca Black has a new single out.
Oh, it's fire.
And I am not being sarcastic in the slightest. You guys can hate on Rebecca Black all you want. The new single, her voice is phenomenal.
I know. It is amazing. And the production is great, too.
Yeah.
It's like straight up pop banger. Huge
Dude,
contender.
Her voice sounds immersing.
It is immersing. Dude.
So last week.
Last week was...
After we filmed last week.
Oh, my God.
Recorded, we went and met. We were going to go get dinner with some friends. I have to shout her out. Put her on blast.
Uh-huh.
The Gabby Show goes, we got to go to Bossa Nova because that place is so good.
Yeah. I've never heard of it, but we went. It seemed like a nice, quaint little... Uh-huh. You know, the tables were weird, kind of wonky.
Mm-hmm.
But... I had a great dinner. It was all kind of Brazilian themed, and
there's wonky tables.
Wonky tables, you know, the Brazilian thing.
So I have stomach issues to begin with. So I was just like, all right, I got to be careful about what I'm eating and whatever. And it was me, Johnny, Carly, Andrew, and Gabby. Gabby was very set on us going to this place.
Yes.
Talked it up so much.
She loves this place.
So I order chicken parmesan. Can't go wrong with some chicken parm.
No.
So I was like, all right, cool. And then it comes and it's got no pasta. It comes with mashed potatoes and vegetables. And she goes, oh, did you want pasta? Send it back. Get pasta. I was like, Gabby, you never send food back. This is a bad idea.
Dude, I mean, it happens all the time. You have like this weird superstition that people are going to mess with your food.
It's not a superstition. I used to work at a place. It was, if you ever saw the movie Waiting, that's where I worked basically. Where something was like, 5 second rule, put that grilled cheese back on. Like they would get like they would get offended if you brought food back. So anyway, I was like, you know, whatever, you know, Gabby's like all about this place. Gonna do it, whatever. They bring the food back. I eat it all. It was great. It was fantastic. I'm not going to lie. It tasted great. But then I wake up in the middle. This is what happened. I swear to God, this is the actual thing. So our theme song goes do 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 ka ka, and then like
No Filter.
Yeah. So I wake up at 4 a.m. in a panic, and I'm like, oh no, I feel really nauseous. I run to the bathroom, and in my head I hear do 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 ka ka, and I unleash this fury of like food poisoning or something and it lasted like 5 hours. I was so upset.
And you always say you're like the loudest vomiter.
I was, and dude. It was so, I lost my voice because of it.
Yeah, in the morning you were like, dude, I'm so sorry. I probably woke you up. Like, I'm so sorry about throwing up. And I was like, I literally heard nothing.
Again, I'll be right next to you and I'll be like, hey, how you doing? You're like, about 5 o'clock.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, that was Thursday.
Are you fully recovered now? Are you feeling better?
I guess. Yeah, sure.
He guesses, friends.
And then I was fine enough by Saturday to go out. We went out.
Yes.
And we went to karaoke.
We did go out to karaoke, and it was a blast several reasons. A, because that was the most times I got to hear You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette in one night in my life. I think
everybody and like a bunch of the people we're with are YouTubers, so this is like documented on everybody.
Yeah.
Not only was everybody Snapchatting it, it's on like Gabby's vlog, Carly and Aaron's vlog, it's on Christine Sadelko's vlog.
Yeah, I think
everybody's.
Because karaoke is so inherently funny,
yeah,
that they all just like flock to it and they're like, let's go.
We got to backtrack. We went with them a month ago.
Uh huh.
Like exactly a month ago, and there was like no one there.
Yeah,
there might have
empty.
Been six people, so it was just kind of like all of us just hanging out, being friends, like whatever you sing, it doesn't matter.
Singing songs.
This time it was packed.
It was. And for some reason, I think it was Gabby and Christine really wanted, they both wanted to do You Ought to Know. So they were having like their own little You Ought to Know argument.
Off.
Off.
Yeah.
And so they were like, all right, we'll both sign up. And then, so they both signed up, and I was like, oh, it would be, like, really funny if, like, I signed up. And then I did it right after you guys. And then Gabby was like, oh, you gotta do it.
That's a good Gabby.
She's like Kevin from The Office.
Oh, my God.
So after that, she made it her mission to see how many people she could get to sign up for the same exact song.
Yeah.
So I think, like, six people ended up doing it, like, back to back to back to back. And it was... To watch Alex the crowd, yeah.
Yeah, Matt did it.
Everyone was so rolling funny. Their eyes by the end of it. It was so
and the,
good.
The DJ was like, this is the last one, and then we're cutting it off. No more You Ought to Know. But the best was that they didn't put – nobody vlogged it. Nobody posted it. But you just – at the end, you went, yo, 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 you ought to know.
It's like, that twist was, ending.
I thought that was the funniest thing ever. And yeah, nobody documented it.
I had a great time. You know, I've been holding that one in for a while. I've always wanted to do that. So
yeah, I'm glad you let it out.
I did.
Yeah,
I let it out.
That's good stuff, man.
Thanks, man.
It's good stuff, man. But so if you don't know, my name is Bruce.
My name is Johnny.
We are a pop duo called The Weekend Riot from Philadelphia.
Yes.
Adobe was kind enough to give us our own show.
And probably, you know, not
stupid
the brightest.
Not the brightest. It's called No Filter, but we filter ourselves, I guess. It's like No Filter for, like, the guests. They can go.
Yeah, they go off haywire. The wall. They can say whatever they want.
Our guest today is Mike Taylor. He's also from Philly.
Yes, he
He's
is.
Also killing the game.
He is.
So he'll be in later.
So stoked to talk to him. He's killing it recently.
He's way taller than both of us.
Yeah, just a fun fact for those of you listening at home. it is.
But yeah, so we're actually going on tour. The Weekend Riot is going on tour.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of dates. We're going September 29th. We're going to be playing at Do-Si-Do in Woodlands, Texas. That's an acoustic headliner.
Oh, yeah, the big barn, baby.
We're playing Friday, October 7th at Cab Fest in Wilmington, Delaware Acoustic.
Uh-huh.
That's with our buds at House on Cliff. That's
going to
be
awesome.
A good show. We're playing Thursday, October 13th at Amplify in Los Angeles. That's a full band show. We're going to be playing a bunch of new songs at that show.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, October 20th, we're playing at Revolution Bar in Amityville with a bunch of homies.
Bunch of homies. I think Sarah Berrios.
We got Berrios. Call the Station.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. Friday, October 21st, playing Game Changer World in Howell, New Jersey. Saturday, October 22nd in Tuckett Hall in Westport, Connecticut. All those tickets and everything are up on our Twitter.
They're on
Facebook.
Our Facebook.
All that stuff. It's facebook.com/theweekendriot. Twitter.com/theweekendriot and whatnot. You get the point.
All them socials. So like
we've been on a bunch of tours.
We have. This is I don't even know. I've stopped keeping
this
track
is
of
also
how many tours this is.
A weird tour, if you even want to call it that. We're just like back and forth everywhere.
Yeah, we're bouncing coast to coast, baby. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of like some of the crazy stuff that's happened to us. Like
there's
on
been
tour.
A lot of stuff that's happened.
There
we've also
been.
Gotten really lucky. We got to tour not only in the US, but we also got to go over to the UK and Ireland and Canada once.
Oh God, Canada. Starting with the UK. The UK was awesome. That was like a little
exactly
over
a
year
ago.
Yeah.
Shout out to our UK fans. It's very late there right now.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in. But that was such a surreal experience. That was so much fun. It was, we went out with our buddy Bailey McConnell, who was like kind enough to take us out. And he let us ride in his Sprinter van with the rest of his band, and we formed this bond with like all these British dudes. And the funniest thing is that just because we have an American accent, they automatically think we sound famous because all of their TV is in like American accent stuff. Like they love Friends.
Also, a funny fact that we didn't even realize was in the so the Orbit commercial over here, it's like dirty mouth, clean it up with Orbit. Over there, it's Dirty Mouth, clean it up with Orbit.
Yep.
It's an American actor.
It's
like insane.
Yeah, American accents are viewed as like, you know, glitzy.
I remember watching TV and I was like, did you guys hear that? They're like, what? It's the Orbit ad. What are you talking about, bro? And I was like, you guys sound weird. You guys are so weird. But every place we would go, like we were, especially in Scotland, and an American thing that I think all of us Americans don't realize we do, and I guarantee 99% of America does it. Mm-hmm. You go up to order something, whether it's a coffee, whether it's food, whatever it is. Can I get a... That's every single person.
Yep.
In the UK, they don't do that.
No.
They're just like, I would like a... Like, they're way more proper.
Yeah.
And so we're like, immediately we go up and we're like, can I get a...
Yeah,
and
there's
like,
two reactions.
Stupid American.
Yeah, it's either like, oh, you're American. Okay, I know what's going to happen.
Or, you know what's going to happen. This could be a weird order.
Yeah.
Of
or Greece. They're like, oh, God, I can't deal with this right
now. Yeah, it's one of the... It's either like, oh, wow, they're foreign, which is weird to say. That was one thing I guess we're ignorant because we were like, they were like, oh my God, we love you guys' accents. We were like, you guys have the accents.
Accents, stupid.
We're like in their homeland.
Yeah, in the homeland.
But I think that was a really cool tour, especially because like we started out doing YouTube covers like 2 years ago, and being able to like after like a year going out there like where people comment and be like, you got to come to the UK, and we're like, totally. And then you're like, I really hope that happens, and then it did. So we got to meet some fans over there.
Yeah, meeting fans who were fans from like day one. It was insane, and they were like, remember me? I'm Jane, and we were like, oh hey, this is crazy.
You're a person.
You actually exist.
And Becky.
And Becky.
And all the homies.
And all of our friends.
All two of them.
And all two of them. They were great.
Our only fans.
Yeah. And then this past spring, we got to go out with Kavehi.
Yeah. Which we did Grow Wild Tour before that, too, which was our first time doing the full US.
Shout out Grow Wild Tour. Can't forget about you.
We just went to Kavehi. That was... the spring. We haven't talked too much about that.
No, that was such an interesting tour.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. The shows were great.
It had our highs and lows.
Yeah, the highest of highs, the lowest of lows.
Yeah. Kavehi is amazing.
So talented.
She like loops stuff, and she's an amazing singer. Very talented. Very sweet. Very nice. Like, was kind enough to bring us out on tour. So we had two terrible things happen on the tour. One, our car got towed in Canada, and we didn't have phone service. So my Philly slipped out.
We didn't have phone service.
But we didn't have phone service. So we had to like call from a payphone to try to get our car wherever it was located, because it just wasn't where we parked it.
So we put like Canadian money into this payphone.
That's really funny.
I know. It's so weird. We had to call, and then we had to Google where the towing place was. So like I went to like a Starbucks but Wi-Fi. I couldn't get like... I couldn't get anything to happen.
So we did a payphone. We there's a vlog of it.
Yeah, there is. It's called The Weekend Riot versus Canada.
That's funny.
And then
good
we eventually
call on that name.
We eventually, you came up with it.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Yeah, you made that vlog. You don't remember that? It was in Niagara Falls.
I don't remember.
Oh wow, you blacked out. But we like finally got the car, finally got to the venue. Luckily Canadian money is like the dollar's more powerful than it, so it was only like $20 to get my car back.
Oh, okay. So it was a packed show, but there was where the people were seated, so there was like a giant like 30-foot gap into darkness where everybody was sitting. You couldn't, from the stage, there's lights in our eyes, we couldn't see them.
It felt like there was no one there.
It felt like no one was there, but then you would hear clapping after, and you're like,
okay. I decided to try out slam poetry for the first time about oatmeal or something.
And your mom or
and
something.
And it bombed.
It was so funny, though. That was a good moment.
It was. It's funny looking back at it.
So there was that moment. Then there was the moment of North Carolina. The incident.
We refer to it as the incident that shall not be described, but we are going to describe it. No filter.
Yeah.
Basically, long story short, we got heckled.
Heckled
hard by this woman. And it was very strange. We were going into like a song called Pieces, I think. It was like a really sad song. Mm-hmm. It's like our sentimental song. So like we go into it, and this woman, she's trying to say Kavehi, but I don't know if she's like belligerently wasted or
whatever.
She
was very drunk.
Yeah, and she was like, we want Kaweeha.
So she says that. I hear it. Johnny was like kind of in the middle of talking.
Yeah.
And I hear it. And the way it was set up in the venue was there was a balcony and it was split. So we could see the lady. And then we could also see on the other side it was split. So the people in the balcony couldn't see that Kavehi was on the other side of that wall.
Right.
But she was like watching our set. So she's watching this interaction.
And she had the...
And yeah, so the girl's like, we want Kaweeha. Like, get off the stage. Like basically like you guys are... bumming us out, get out of here. So Johnny like innocently doesn't hear her, and he's just like, what'd you say?
Yeah,
and
literally.
I was just like, I thought you were like, oh, what'd you say?
Yeah, Bruce is about to jump off the stage and fight this lady.
Yeah. No, but then Johnny was just like, no, like if you like, what'd you say, whatever. And it was just like nobody said anything. You could hear the
crickets
tense crickets. Scribbles away.
Yeah, 10 scribbles away.
10 scribbles away. So then all of a sudden Johnny's just like, to fill up the awkward silence, he goes, if it was mean, you don't have to say it again.
Yeah.
And then dude was just like, you guys are great, keep playing. I was like, thanks dad. So glad you're here tonight. North Carolina. And then we went in, and then I was so like upset by that, like by the 25 minutes, I always go like, come on, guys, sing along, like, one more time.
Yeah.
I just didn't do anything. I was just like, I want to get off the stage and just get out of here.
We actually cut the song. Like, we only played 30 seconds of it, and then we ran off stage.
30 seconds left until this plane takes on. But, so that was, like, the worst time. We had some people tweet in some questions.
Oh, sick. Let's throw it to some cues.
So to some cues from the Riot Squad.
All right, what do we got?
Can you describe your first headlining tour in one word? That's from at Nip Slipper Nile.
Oh, wow. What was our first headlining tour?
Incredible.
November? Yeah, that was breathtaking. Ooh. I couldn't breathe the whole time.
Hyphen?
No, I had asthma.
I think, and just to elaborate on that, I think the coolest thing was we played Philly. It was our first time headlining Philly ever.
Yeah.
We did it at the Track Balcony, and it was sold out. And we got to go to the back of the crowd and do Dedicate to You.
That's a high five moment.
That was amazing. And then, like, by the end of it, everybody was singing along. That was probably the coolest moment of my life.
I think I cried.
TBH. Yeah. I 100% cried. I don't know if they were happy tears. Not sure. Still trying to figure it out. I'm looking at other questions. A lot of people asking, like, are you coming to this town? Are you coming to that town? Yes. Next year, we're going to be hitting up all the towns. The current dates are up at facebook.com/theweekendriot. And so at SoCal, so Carly said, can you possibly sing part of Pieces on the radio? That would be swell.
5, 6, 7. I'm picking up the pieces of you.
Cool. Awesome. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And then after the break, we're going to bring Mike Taylor in, and we're going to talk to him about anything and everything. So if there are questions you have for Mike Taylor, you can feel free to tweet them in at The Weekend Riot, #NoFilterTWR.
Yeah.
We are back.
We back.
We got our boy Mike Taylor in the studio. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's good, fellas?
How you doing?
I'm really good. Chilling.
Dude. So it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
We met in like 2009, right. I feel. Like blue collar
Victory
and Numbers, yeah, if you will. Before Victory and Numbers, the band I used to be in, they were called Blue Collar. You guys did a track together.
We did a record.
Columbus Day.
It was pretty interesting, man.
That was sick.
That was the first time I ever... Bruce was like, yo, okay, this band I'm in, they used to be called Blue Collar. You got to check out this dude, Mike Taylor. He raps.
Yeah.
And I listened to it. I was like, this is so sick.
It was fun. Yeah, it was a fun time. It was a very experimental stage. Just trying all kinds of different music genres. It was dope.
So did you... Because you're from Philly.
I'm from West Philly.
West Philadelphia.
Born and raised
on the playground.
That's a no-go.
Dude, when we were touring in the UK, they love Fresh Prince over there.
You really love it out here. I didn't realize it until I moved out here that they claim that song just as much as we do in West Philly.
Really?
Because Bel Air.
Oh, yeah.
So you go to any club on any given night.
The street cred of Bel Air, though, is like...
It's so lit, though, to be out here. And that shit, come on, is really dope. Can we cuss?
You can cuss. No filter.
No filter, baby.
We can say whatever we want.
Gotta get it out.
You know, I'm going to say butt.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, butt.
I don't got the beep for that.
Butt wiener.
So what's up, guys?
So that's cool.
Yeah.
You started out as Two-Face.
Oh, man. Y'all going back.
We're
going
to take it back.
Oh, man. But, don't do it to my heart.
Did you switch? Because you moved out here, what, 6 years ago?
I switched before I moved out here. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It was one of those things where I came up in Philly doing pretty much everything, singing, rapping, dancing, acting, all kinds of different things. And there was a moment in time where I was like, do I really want a moniker? At like, you know, you want a name that you can grow with. And then my name was actually dope, Mike Taylor. My old agent used to think that was a fake name. Because, you know,
really?
You move out to Hollywood, a lot of actors have fake names.
Yeah.
They sound good, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until people was like, yo, your name is dope. So I had to drop the whole moniker thing and just keep it 100.
Mike, it flows so well, you know, Mike Taylor.
I like it, you know? Two first names always work.
It sounds like a boxer, too.
Spike Jones.
I'm not messing with Mike Taylor.
Yeah. Nah.
Who did that? Mike Taylor?
I give out hugs, bro.
I'm dealing out hugs right now.
So I got a dashiki on, man. This is like the international shirt of love right here, bro.
I know. For those of you listening at home, Mike is donning a beautiful, what is that, like a scarlet dashiki?
Oh, yeah, it's like fuchsia or something.
Fuchsia. We're talking colors right now.
You know? It's vibrant, you know what I'm saying?
It's speaking to me.
Exactly. I had to bring
something in here because, you know, I don't know if y'all know. Everybody, listen, I'm coming into this room and there's nothing on the walls.
Nothing. It's very plain.
You know? So I had to come and bring some vibrance.
Some life.
I need to give that. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. So yeah, long days, man. Long days from Two Face. Stop that.
Yeah. We don't talk about that anymore. Don't bring it up. No, don't bring it up, Johnny. Why'd you bring that up in the first place?
I'm so sorry. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah. Oh God.
Wait, that was you. Oh sorry.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah. So you have a residency right now.
Oh man.
Let's talk about that.
So yeah. So I'm at the Satellite.
Yep.
Which is in Silver Lake. And it's a pretty dope venue. It's a very prestigious night. It's a lot of bands that have come out of residencies there. I played a residency as a guest in July. There was this band named Teammate who is also on Rostrum Records, and they invited me to come play, and they gave me the 12 o'clock slot. Now on the East Coast, you think, oh, I'm going last, I'm headlining, I was flexing a little bit, but out here in LA, the earlier slots is the slots, because all the industry people come out,
all the
agents, the industry people, they don't want to stay up all night, because this is the work night. So they gave me the 12 o'clock slot, and it's one of the hardest slots to play, because after the headliner leaves, you got to keep people there.
Yeah.
So let's just say I did well enough to get my own residency.
Yeah. Celebrate.
So, yeah. So I'll be there. We just did one last Monday on the 12th.
Yeah.
We got one on the 19th. It's going to be Lituated. My homies Hunter. They're a couple homies from Philly, but they're out here making a lot of noise.
Nice.
In these streets. So they're going to play with me. We're going to add a couple more bands to the bill. And then I'm back on the 26th. So it's going to be great.
That is really sweet. Awesome. And I think I saw, I did some research, People Mover.
Oh, People Mover.
Yo,
oh,
he was 26. He was showing me
Wake the Wild footage. Wake the Wild. Yeah, they're going to be on?
Okay, People Mover
is
apparently like a super group, and all these dudes, I mean,
dress up as Yetis.
They dress up as like furry Yetis.
Are you serious?
And they slay.
I mean, it's just fresh.
I saw it. I was like, okay, this is going to be metal. But
it's
no.
So hard.
It's not metal.
I got this metal band opening my show.
Yeah.
Dude, but, it is so cool.
But no, that's what's great about these nights, though. Like, it's a little bit of everything for everybody. And I'm personally curating it, so I get to just, like, put together a bunch of crazy lineups that'll entertain the shit out of
that's
me.
Awesome.
For free.
And also on Monday.
It's $3.99.
You just had one on Monday.
I did.
And you had McLovin's band play.
Yeah, Mayman. They killed it.
That's sick.
So Mayman played, Cousin Liar played, and Blonde Ambition played. And it was a great night. It was a great start. Great kickoff to the residency at Satellite. So if y'all around LA area, Silver Lake, Monday, holla. It's going to be lit. Lituated.
Hell yeah.
Litney Spears, Litney Houston.
He's got so many lit puns. I love it.
Walt Lippmann.
Walt Lippmann. Yeah. Literary.
Let's go. I don't mean to toot your own horn, but I'm going to toot your horn. Toot it. So you've been killing it.
I've been trying.
No, you've been killing it. And I have to say, I got to give you so much props that I'm just blowing smoke at this point. But seriously, you've been so consistent with just or persistent and consistent.
Right.
Where like you moved out here and it was just like go. Like you could tell you believed in it.
Here's the thing.
People around you believed in it.
Here's the thing. I've been doing music for a very long time. I've been entertaining for a very long time. And in Philly we had like a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Philly. I always tell people that Philadelphia is the perfect city to become an artist, to sharpen your sword, because it's just a very culturally and artistically rich city, but there's a ceiling. So at a certain point, I reached a glass ceiling. It was time to, you know, bounce. And I came to the entertainment capital of the world, did the same thing I was doing in Philly, and, you know, more eyes got on it and started pushing it a little further.
Hell yeah.
So it was pretty ill.
It's because you did Summer Thing with Afrojack.
Yes.
Which is a banger.
Yes.
That song.
How did that
52
whole
million plays on Spotify, 18 million YouTube, NBD, no big
NBD.
Deal.
NBD. Yeah.
He's chilling.
We keep going, you know, top 10 Billboard dance charts, you know.
Right?
You know, top 40 record, we peaked at 27, you know, VMA nominated nomination for a VMA. I'm just back. I just got off the plane, actually.
You're at the VMAs.
Like, pardon my sleepiness, I'm still sleeping. Nah, it's all good. We had a good time. It was good. It was
Walk the red carpet?
Yeah, it was dope to be the white carpet, actually.
White carpet.
Oh, it's
white.
Yeah. It was dirty by the end of the night.
I was going to say, I feel like that's a tarp. Like,
yeah, poor choice of carpet.
It sounds good. It sounds good. White carpet is different. But it was good.
Unique.
Yeah, I always tell people I don't think I've ever missed a VMA like watching it.
Oh yeah,
and then I got to be there. It was
that's
pretty
sick.
Ill. And also
full circle.
Yeah, and I'm a people watcher, so I got to just sit in the cut and just look around. It was pretty crazy. And hold up, didn't know that they get you lit during the commercials.
Really? What?
Oh, they kept the cocktails coming, baby.
They just like pass them around. Like
my section was popping. Tim, it was good. My row was dope too. It was like me. I was on the very end. And Jadena, I'm a classic man. He's pretty dope.
Oh, I'm a classic man. Yeah.
He was right next to me, and then Fannygram. We were all in the same aisle.
No way.
And then Lucas Graham was like right in front of me.
I feel like he's the chillest dude ever. He seems so.
I feel like he drinks a lot.
Oh yeah.
I'm about to get to it.
He drinks for 7
years.
And
then right across from me was Troye Sivan and Nick Cannon. Oh, nice. So our section was pretty ill. And then my homies, DNCE, my man Cole. There was a couple rows in front of us.
Yeah.
But the liquor just kept coming, man. And we was just like, you know, we was trying to pay attention to the show, but we was just, you know, getting it turnt in our section.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was my first one. You know, I was excited, you know.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, so you know how you act new? You're in a restaurant and they start bringing out stuff that you don't have to pay for. You just get really excited.
Yeah,
they just kept bringing out the
champagne. And you stumble out at the end of the night.
It was pretty great.
You're like, worth it.
Very lovely.
It was amazing. Yeah.
It was so awesome, I didn't even pay attention to the fact that Calvin Harris won in my category. But it's all right.
But it's okay. They like,
look, did I win yet?
Like, the camera cuts to you, and you're just like,
It's all good.
Just crying.
We had a really good time. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then you have, the two singles up. Body High is up on the Spotify, which is doing very well on itself.
Yeah.
1.2 million.
Yeah.
NBG.
Dropping
NBG. Nominated for 6 VMAs.
No, we can't be fabricating that. We want it to be real, player. But
nominated for an Oscar.
Nominated for 4 Oscars.
That's 4 Oscars. Hey, best director.
Gotta speak it into existence, baby.
And then you got Electric Church. Electric the newer Church. Single.
Yeah. So both songs are on my upcoming EP called Feel Good. It's coming out on Rostrum Records in October.
Which you're in great company on Rostrum Records.
Yes. Oh, it gets down. I love them over there. They're pretty dope.
How did that whole relationship come about with Rostrum?
You know, it was I knew a couple people over there. Yeah. And we've just kind of kept in touch. And they're
out
of
Pittsburgh.
Attention to what we're doing. But their office is out here now. So they moved out here. Yeah. So, like, when I moved here, I'm just out here throwing smoke in the air. Trying to light that flame, keep it burning. You know?
Yeah, catching eyes, baby.
Yeah. And, we knew a couple people from over there, and they just kept in touch, and it started to make sense after a while.
Dude, that is awesome.
Yeah. I love it over there.
Yeah, it seems like a really cool, like, crew of people. Like, their roster is, like, every artist is, like,
it's a great partnership, you know? Like, they're allowing me to just do me, you know what I'm saying? It's not many obstacles in the way, and they believe in what I'm doing already. And they're adding to it as opposed to, like, telling me what to do and yada, yada, yada.
So sick.
Yeah. And they come from, like, a major label situation. It's just freer. It's a little freer. Yeah.
So it's loosey. It's loosey-goosey.
Yeah, man. I like it. And so it's Feel Good coming out October. First single, Body High, came out in April.
Yeah.
And we just released Electric Church a month ago, and we're already at 600,000 on Spotify.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Yeah. Congrats.
Ah, thank you, bro.
Let's just start there.
Yeah.
And then what is it? We were talking about stuff with, like, New Zealand.
Sure.
Like, what? Like, explain to that to everybody, because that blew my mind.
Oh, yeah. So New Zealand was dope. So it was actually my first tour ever.
Yeah.
Is
that a leave?
Yeah, my manager manages this awesome band in New Zealand. They're, like, the biggest band in New Zealand. Their name is 660. And I think they're signed to Capitol. And they're huge over there.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, massive. So every summer they do this summer tour. And they invited me to be a part of it.
That's so sick.
And then we became really, really tight. I'm trying to get them. They live out in L.A. now, working on their album for Capitol. And I'm trying to get them to play one of these residencies. So 660, what's up? I'm saying, holla at your player. Come out and get down with the get down, you know? So, they took me on my first tour, and it was pretty amazing. Like,
it wasn't just a summer thing.
Oh,
baby, dropping lines.
My man over here.
Yeah. It's not just a buddha, it's a da 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 da.
But it's a very beautiful country. And what was interesting about it is I got announced on the tour pretty late. Mm-hmm. So the crowd, the audience had no clue who I was, what I was, whatever. So I just came out. And it was the best way to exhibit your music, because it's no hype. No frills, no nothing.
No.
And literally, every time we played the first song, by the time we played the hook the first time, by the time we got back to the hook, everybody was screaming it back. They were
so
very
sick.
To the music, yeah. And it ended up being crazy. I'll show you some footage.
Dude.
It's pretty
It's going to blow my mind.
I think, the biggest crowd was like 11,000 people. It's pretty nuts.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, and you opened the whole tour.
The whole tour.
That is insane.
Yeah. Shout out to Diaz Grimm. Diaz Grimm was on that show, too. So 660, Mike Taylor, Diaz Grimm was pretty ill.
Yeah. New Zealand, man. Dude, I love Lord of the Rings, insane. So I'm fangirling pretty hard
now. It's a pretty beautiful country, bro.
Yep.
It's lovely. Yeah.
That is sick. Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to play Body High.
Oh!
Do you want to set it up? What is this song about?
This song
This song here.
This one right here. No. So this song was funny. This song is not, it's not even about what it's about. It's about the tone and the vibe, the mood that we set in the room. You know what I'm saying? So it's about the family gatherings, the cookout, the block party, the wedding reception, the bar mitzvah, the whole situation. Basically, the littest part of the evening when your drunk uncle is on the dance floor and don't want to get off, this record right here is going to play, and it's called Body High, baby.
This song called Body High. Here it is. With the Weekend Riot.
What's up? It's Johnny.
It's Bruce.
And Mike Taylor is officially in the building. Woo! What's good, y'all?
Mike Taylor!
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, we have one.
Did y'all choreograph that?
We've been planning that for weeks.
For weeks, dude. Okay.
We were like, he's got to do the show. We already know the jingle for him.
I know.
Can we open the show?
Yeah.
Just to hype you up.
Mike Taylor. All right, so before the break, we tweeted out we wanted you guys to send us some would you rather questions. So we got some dope ones here. We're going to answer them, Mike, Bruce, and we're going to go down the
road.
Johnny, that is I.
Yeah.
So, all right,
Oh, it should be like bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, bing, bang, boom. Okay, so
it'll go Johnny, Mike, Bruce, every single one.
Bada bing.
And then we'll discuss.
Then we can discuss our answers.
No, it'll just like kind of just like would you rather, boom, don't even think.
Yeah, don't even think. All right. All right, this one comes from Becky.
shout out Becky.
She said, "Oh, I'm sorry, it's Bethany. I don't want to take the heat for that later. I don't want to take the Bethany, heat for that later.
Are you gonna tell me?
Tweet
did
at
you,
me.
Did you know my name?
Oh,
you're about to hear that.
All right, this one comes from Bethany. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, would you rather be a potato or eat a potato and feel its pain? I'd rather be a potato.
Oh, yeah. No, Mr. Potato Hand Man was the dude in Toy Story.
I want to feel that potato's pain.
You would feel the potato's pain. I want to know what that's, it's like. That's you eating a potato and then feeling like somebody's eating
it. I want to take away its pain.
Nah, man.
I'm a
Mr. Potato Hand was fresh to death.
I'm a potato
Toy Story,
savior.
Fam. And you already got a movie deal. I'm a potato. Easy.
That's it. All right. I respect it. I agree. I'm the potato every time. Yeah, you know? Yeah. It feels good. All right, this one comes from Bree.
Wow.
With me and Nate? Ah. Oh, ladies.
Shout out Bree.
I apologize. Bree, I love you. I'll never forget your name. I'll never call you Bree. All right, Bree wants to know, would you rather lose your voice or lose your hearing?
Oh,
I guess lose my hearing.
Ooh.
But, like, you can't sing if you can't hear. So, like, yeah. I don't know.
I'll lose my voice. I'll go for the rasp.
I will
and just
lose
hope
my
for
voice.
The rasp.
I will lose my voice.
Because at least
I can. I get to
no,
make
I
music
think,
still.
Yeah, in this situation, play. I think you you're mute. Play. Yeah, you can't sing at all, though.
Yeah, but you can still make music, fam.
Yeah, yeah you can still.
You
like,
still be involved.
You can't hear?
Beethoven was deaf.
Yeah, well, his stuff's all right.
I'm throwing shade at Beethoven. You're throwing some Beethoven shit.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of a Beethoven hater since day one.
Some Baroque period shit.
Yes.
All right. This one comes from Carla. She wants to know.
What's up, Carla?
Would you rather be unable to open doors or be unable to climb stairs?
I'd be unable to open doors. We're not even doing this in order anymore. I'm sorry.
I'd rather be
because
unable.
You know what? I want to see the gentleman in the world. Uh-huh. I don't want sexism. I want women to open doors for me. I want men to open doors for me. I want kids to open doors for me.
Man,
I want a better America. I'm running for president.
I don't climb stairs now.
Exactly.
If it ain't got an elevator, I ain't going up to the floor.
Yeah. So, and everywhere has like a ramp now. Yeah, you can ramp anywhere.
And let's talk about the metaphorical open doors.
You gotta open up
the doors to your life, baby. Mm-hmm. You gotta open them up.
So if you're unable to open those doors, dog, what's
your
life?
But you can still elevate without climbing stairs.
That's
though,
cheating.
No, it's not.
I want to accomplish things one step at a time.
Ooh,
to know I earned it.
I get it.
The door. It's what just the I door is just an opening to
what
the stairwell.
Build, what if you build the elevator yourself?
Oh, if you
that
build
thing is
it,
falling apart.
If you build it,
they
will
come.
You know
how many people would die if I build an elevator?
Oh man.
At least me. Because I'm the first one to test that thing out. I know.
Johnny, dude, I totally trust this thing. Try this elevator. Yeah.
All right, okay. This one comes from Jesse. Okay. Would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made of sandpaper?
Ooh.
These are both awful.
I'm going to say eye drops full of vinegar because I never use eye drops. But I wipe my butt every day. like a grown man.
I'd say eye drops full of vinegar as well just because the idea of rubbing sandpaper in that area of my body feels.
Yeah, I think I'm agree with you, fellas. But where do you get these questions? First of all, let's have a conversation about
it's the ride squads. You can't control the ride squads' questions. Right.
They're off the wall, baby. All right,
but okay. I will say, okay. I don't like super soft toilet paper.
No, it needs. I'm all about that.
Calling out Tom from Adobe.
Oh, he loves like a pillow.
It has to be quilted though. You know, I got to get the one with the quiltedness on.
I don't know.
I like
me
a little
Bruce
bit of rough.
Agree. Yeah.
Like thinned out, rough.
I want to get in there. No filter.
I want to know.
Shit. Like, first of all,
you're going to clog your toilet.
First of all, it's 2016. So if you're not using like wipes, you already lost.
Oh, have you seen these dude wipes now?
You got to do the wipes though. You gotta do the wipes.
Like wet
bro.
Wipes, baby.
Oh, you gotta do the wipes. Well,
can you flush wet wipes?
Yes, you can.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'd use wet wipes then.
I'm just saying. All right,
tight.
Keep it all the way Gucci.
Keep it all
the way. I got them in my bag right now, fam. I just can't go without them.
Oh, you guys can't see it at home, but he's actually wiping his butt now.
Right?
I'm
now.
Really not, though.
Mike Taylor is wiping his butt in studio.
Talking about Dan.
All right. Would you rather, this one comes from Lizzie. She wants to know, would you rather stay awake the rest of your life or live without food?
Wait, what?
These are both.
I mean, I don't.
I want to stay awake the rest of my life.
Yeah, and be able to eat.
Yeah, I want to stay awake. The rest of my life.
Like, I hate food. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah how does
I'm
that
stay
even,
awake the rest of
I'm
my
not
life.
Foodie though, but
she's saying food. I guess like you're just like sleepy all the time.
Okay.
Well, welcome to my life. I work so hard. Yeah. We don't sleep much anyway. Yeah. So it's pretty close to what it is now.
I barely sleep already. Just give me the food, please.
Just give me the food and stop.
Like, does my body function without eating? Like, I feel fine.
Probably not.
Like, I'm just not able to
Things falling
eat.
Apart.
That's just a side note. I just wanted to bring it up.
We're going to have a conversation, Riot Squad. Man. Yeah. That's all I got. You know, Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. This one comes from Sam. She wants to know, would you rather be able to read minds or move things with your mind?
Ooh, now this is a good one.
This is a good one. I'm saying move things with my mind. I've always wanted to be telekinetic. If I knew what everybody was thinking about me all the time, I would go insane.
Yeah. I would say move things.
I would say move things, too. If I read people's mind, I'd be like, why'd you say that?
And they're like, yeah, exactly.
I'd like, say move.
Move things, because that would be so cool. But you'd have to be careful about showing people that.
I'd be the ultimate like heist person. That's like my favorite kind of movie anyway. Heist movies? Oh, man.
What's your favorite heist movie?
I don't know. I would say Oceans.
The Oceans.
It's so fly. It's so swagged out. I feel like
11 and 13 were dope.
Yeah, I feel like 12. You know what I saw first? 12. I walked out of the theater because I was like, I didn't know this was a sequel. I never saw 11. I was so confused. I literally turned around to the people behind me and I said, is this a sequel? And they're like, yeah, did you not see Ocean's 11? You know, I went, no. And they're like, you got to go leave.
R.I.P. to Bernie Mac, though. You know what I'm saying? He was smooth.
Oh, man. I missed the Bernie Mac show.
He was smooth.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He was hilarious.
That just kind of opened a wound for me now.
His delivery, too, on the Bernie Mac show, when it would just cut to him in front of the camera.
So good.
He was good. Love
his whole thing.
All right, R.I.P. He's the original feeling the burn. I'm just saying it.
Ooh. Nah, Bernie's been around for a minute, my man. I'm just saying.
Well, agreed to disagree.
We were in the civil rights movement feeling the burn, fam.
He got receipts. We ran into Bernie Sanders.
That's what's up.
Yeah. He was on a show. No. We were just like walking in the Grove and he like walked up. It was awesome.
I was at a charity event and he just literally rolled up with the whole, you know, Secret Service entourage type of situation, got on the stage and just started doing his thing.
Love the burn.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's on my Instagram. I am Mike Taylor. Check it out.
Check it out.
Plug that in.
Twitter. Well, I am Mike
clickbait.
Taylor.
Clickbait. Mike Taylor punches Bernie Sanders.
Clickbait.
No. All right.
Boom. Next. Here we go. Would you rather only be able to listen to one song forever or never hear the same song twice?
Wait.
Oh, one song forever.
No, but that's like the only song you can listen to.
Yes.
What song is it?
Would it be?
It's Body High by Mike Taylor.
So you can still play it out loud.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have one favorite song, so it would have to be a toss-up between like three different songs.
I'm picking one. I'll say it at the same time as you.
One, two, three.
Smooth by Rob Thomas. Well, it's Santana. Feet, Rob Thomas. Yeah.
First of all, y'all just disrespected the shit out of that song.
Are you Santana Feet, Rob Thomas?
Y'all called it a Rob Thomas song, and I don't even know what kind of blasphemous.
But that being said, if anybody other than Rob Thomas did that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Summer Thing, Mike Taylor, Feet, Afrojack. I'm going to say it the same way.
Oh, wow.
See?
I'm not mad at that. Since you put it on I would have to go. Ooh, this is hard. I would have to go PYT by Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is a good one. That's right up there with Smooth.
Or, in a close, strong second, Call Me Out by Paul Simon. Just saying. Ooh, I might have to do it.
Dude, that bass line.
I might have to do it. Boot
it.
Damn.
Boot it. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, PYT is going to be in my head the rest of the night.
I want to know PYT, pretty young thing.
And I'll take you there.
And I'll take you there.
To the next question.
To the next question. Thank you. Wow. You guys are great at segues.
That's what I do.
You should be running this show right now. All right. Would you rather, this one comes from Sam. Would you rather know your future or relive your past moments? Like relive your best memories. So know your future or relive your best past moments.
Know your future. Relive. I don't like knowing.
Yeah,
if you're like, you're dying in 2 years, I'd be like, the rest of my life is ruined.
No, but you could see how prosperous and successful you're going to be.
I don't want to know that. Yeah. I don't like knowing.
That's what drives you.
It takes it away. It takes it away. Yeah.
I always
say. Then you're going to be in your head like, what moves did I take to get? Oh,
yeah. Or you'll be trying to like actively like change it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's deep.
If I can affect my future and know it, then that's another thing though.
Oh man.
You know?
Ooh.
Like if I can walk into a meeting, know how it would go if I did one thing versus the other thing, I would like know my future. Just
like future ultimatums.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, like kind of just like knowing how your actions.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Is that the
Featuring
butterfly?
Featuring Mike Taylor.
Featuring Mike Taylor.
The new EP.
Check out my EP. It's called Butterfly Effect.
The Ultimatum.
All right. Okay. This one comes from Carla as well. Carla's pumping in the would you rathers. She wants to know, would you rather have the ability to teleport or be able to time travel?
Ooh.
Teleport or time travel? I'm time saying travel. Time travel.
All day.
Every time.
We have
every
planes.
Time, time Where's travel? The first place you would go, Bruce?
What? See, I know right why now. You said that.
The
Civil War.
Civil War?
Why the Civil War?
No, wait, no. Probably not the Civil War.
I would go.
That was horrible for me.
I would.
horrible time. Don't want to go there.
Yeah. Too soon, Johnny.
No, I'd say like the 60s. I just want to see Led Zeppelin live.
I was going to say like a concert. Something. Probably go back.
Or the Eagles.
Thing. Hollywood Bowl. Beatles.
Yeah, man.
That would be sick.
I'm cool on the time travel. You know what I'm saying?
You
I'm
can go forward in time.
I'm also 6'6", so y'all can talk that plane shit if y'all want, but I don't fit on any of them. So I'm going to go teleport every time.
Teleportation think, would
yeah.
be dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know how many things you can get done in a day if you don't have to travel? First of all, you live in Los right. Angeles now, okay? Yeah. So y'all want to spend an hour going 5 miles in Los Angeles? I mean, you just teleport? Just saying.
That is
He's
true.
Right, though.
Or, never be late to a meeting. We would never be late to meeting you here. Yeah, sorry about that.
They stopped at Panera. I'm just saying. That was outside.
I had to get my
time.
Mac and cheese.
That was a Bruce call. That was a okay. Bruce call right there. Teleportation would be tight.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, let's do one more. We're would
do
you
one
rather?
More with Mike Taylor.
Mike Taylor, DuBois.
DuBois.
All right. Would you rather, this one comes from Sam, would you rather act out what you're saying or only sing what you're saying?
So act out.
You're act only out. Able to act out what you're saying.
Act out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was always really
so
good
like,
at charades.
You're constantly playing charades all day?
All day. That's my favorite game.
But you guys, I would rather sing it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nobody, you walk into Starbucks
wants,
and
nobody
you're
wants
like,
you singing.
Yeah. I'd like a grande. You'd
walk in the door and be like, oh, Jesus, not again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me. Nah, how
the,
are you?
I'm the type of dude that doesn't do the karaoke. I don't even like karaoke.
Dude,
because
I'm the same way.
I'm just like, nah, I do this all the time.
Mike, you're a singer. Come on, get up. Get
oh,
up
that's the worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good, yeah.
I hate that. Johnny, on the other hand, he'll go up there and just like,
I don't care.
Yeah. And kill it.
I rip it. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. I sing that all day.
You did. You actually did do that one time.
So I'm a big fan.
Okay.
So, just to cap it off. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, thank you, guys.
For coming in.
Mike, you the man.
Bruce, Johnny, what's up?
He's playing. He's got a residency.
Philly adjacent jersey. You know
the
what I'm
Satellite That's in me. Silver Lake. Yeah. September 19th.
Yep.
September 26th.
Yep.
It's good times.
It's going to be right tight.
The Twitter is at I am Mike Taylor.
I am Mike Taylor.
Also the Instagram.
All the socials.
Facebook.
Snapchat.
Tinder.
.com. No, I ain't got that.
.com.
I ain't got that, bro.
Zanga.
Come on.
Zanga.
I don't MySpace. Know what you just said. I don't even know what that is.
He's on Google. Yeah, you can Google his name.
But yeah, you can just go to IamMikeTaylor.com and get connected to everything, G. Also, Feel Good EP is out in October. It's going to be dope.
Sweet.
Can't wait.
Whitney Spears, Whitney Houston. Told you
Whitney
about that.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Yeah, yeah.
Let's give it up for Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Killing it. Killing it. Oh.
So... Coming up after this is Gone Fishkin, who Fish is in the studio with us. Fish, who do you have on the show today?
I have nominee Between California and Summer, Tunnel Vision, and last but not least, Epoch, or rather, it's pronounced Epic Failure.
Epic Failure.
Yeah, but it's spelled Epoch.
Oh, I was going to say that whole thing sounded pre-recorded up until he flooded that.
Well, it was an epic failure.
Yeah.
I had.
But I will say you should stay tuned for my show because Bruce actually mixed the two live acoustic sessions that you'll be hearing.
Yes. That is true.
And they are fire.
Tunnel Vision and Between California and Summer.
Yep.
They're sick. Both those bands.
I was listening to Between California and Summer. Session before I headed back here, which I was late to. Sorry, by the way. I'll call myself out.
So good.
I was trying to get some insurance things lined up.
It makes up. We went a minute
if
over
you
last
could
week.
Teleport, though.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
right.
I'm literally 3 miles away. It takes 5 minutes. If I hit every green light, I hit every red light.
Yeah.
So I left 10 minutes early, and I was just like, shit. But the session sound dope. You should stay tuned. Bruce slayed it, as the kids will say.
And I actually did slate it. Because we did a video thing, and I slated it.
Yes, and Bruce is professional.
So we have, in the Adobe office, there's like this new setup thing for video. I sound like a robot.
There's a new video thing with lights and
stuff.
It's
a new set. It's a new set, and it looks so sick, and Dan and Johnny helped design it.
Mostly
and,
Dan.
Yeah, Dan had this whole vision, and it came to life, and it looks amazing. So pretty soon on the Adobe YouTube, there's going to be a lot of sessions up. But in the meantime, you can hear the audio from it, which is sick, too.
It's very true. And they're both going to be in rotation after my show.
That's true.
Oh, snap.
And I think we need to have Mike Taylor back to do a session.
I would love to.
Put him on the spot.
Why didn't he do a session today, Don?
And I live around the corner.
Because today we had Kevin from American Pie.
Yeah. Yep.
Thomas Ian Nicholas. Awesome, by the way.
You guys should call each other JB Slater. Johnny Bruce Slater.
Ooh, oh my God. All right, that's Fish's show just got canceled.
The puns.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Who? No.
Why?
Okay.
Johnny and I spent way too much time together.
I was about to say that. He took it right out of my mouth. I was like, all right.
Yeah. It's a little too much. We live together now. Yeah. It gets weird.
On that note, the Weekend Riot, we are going on tour. We're going to be playing Thursday, September 29th at Dosey Dome, Woodlands, Texas. That's acoustic headliner. Friday, October 7th at Cab Fest in Wilmington, Delaware. That's acoustic. That's with our best buds, The House on Cliff. Thursday, October 13th at Amplify in Los Angeles, all ages show if you ain't busy. We're going to be playing there with Mike Schiavo.
Oh, yeah.
Who was on the show last week. Coolest Thursday, dude. October 20th, Revolution Bar Music Hall in Amityville, New York. That's full band. October 21st, Game Changer World in Howell, New Jersey. That's full band.
Full band.
And October 22nd at Tocket Hall in Westport, Connecticut. That is also full band.
Woo! So check it out. All the tickets are at facebook.com/theweekendriot. That's us. Check us out on Twitter. We on the Twitter. Thank you guys for tweeting in. That was dope. Hashtag no filter with TWR.
And Fish?
I think y'all should tweet right now if you think the Weekend Riot should do a no filter TWR live from one of their shows.
Social
media manager at Adobe retweeted saying that. I stole his idea. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah, Fish is just like, don't do songs. Just do the broadcast. Yeah. That'll be great.
You could do songs. I don't care.
We'll do it for like 2 hours. We'll do a 2 hour show.
Yeah, 1 hour. Time.
Our showcase for LA is just our broadcast. Our managers are so mad. You're supposed to play new songs. Yeah, but we talked about, you know, would you rather be a duck or a goose?
They're in the ether.
They're there. But that's going to be sick. We're very excited to go out. We're going to be at Mike's show.
I hope
Monday.
So.
I swear to God. Yeah,
you said that last week.
I know, but then we got double booked Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was bad news. We will be there. We'll live snap it. We're going to snap it all night.
We're going to snap it so hard.
Oh. What's the Snapchat? It's The Weekend Riot. We're on Instagram at The Weekend Riot.
On Twitter at The Weekend Riot.
Facebook.com.
We're on Vine.
Weekend Riot.
Weekend Riot.
Tumblr.
Weekend Riot. Gmail.
Weekend Riot. Band.
Band.
That was the one thing. I just had to talk about it. When we first became The Weekend Riot, we like, oh, that's a great name. Like, that's sick. So then we were like, all right, let's look up if there's, and this was 2013 when we decided on the name. So we're like looking up, like we're Googling The Weekend Riot. Like, and all it shows up is The Weekend. He didn't even spell it right. He's nobody. It'll be nothing. A year later, like we go public the name. He's like, all the way up. Like,
nobody notices.
So every once in a while, we'll get tagged in like radio stations being like playing at The Weekend Riot. Can't feel my face.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I'm like, nailed it.
Yeah.
Promo.
Retweet.
Retweet.
There it is. All right, guys. Thank you for having me, though.
Thank you so much for coming in, Mike. Cool. After this is Gone Fishkin, so stick around. We've been Bruce.
And Johnny.
And I'm Mike Taylor. Thank y'all so much.
And this was No Filter. See you next week.
Woo!